Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org following my coverage on Maui and Hawaii in general and all of the bribes and scandals that are going on there. This is in relation to the $500 million that the county of Maui is receiving to help build temporary housing. I'm in favor of helping those who need it, but I'm not in favor of these criminals that are lining their pockets with this money. So that's why I'm covering this. Now, I wanted to do a part two on my story about the bribery scandal, where two Maui officials are now convicted felons and spending time behind bars. So here we go. I'm going to share exactly the information. He was the director of the Maui County Department of Environmental Management. And this was back in 2017. All of this was just coming out in the news with the sentencing. This is a federal case. Federal prosecutors did a sting operation, and they found out that this fellow, Stant, got over $2 million over a period of time, and he's going to be spending 10 years in prison for taking that money. He got it from that man, Milton Choi, I told you in my previous video, who was running a company all about wastewater. And remember how wastewater is in the news now? Because apparently they can test for cooties in your human waste. How they do that is a mystery to me. But it has been in the news, and this is one fellow that took bribes from that Milton Choi on Maui. Milton Choi also is spending time behind bars. This again is Stant. So I'm just sharing with you some of the headlines, and then I'm going to show you the actual website from the Department of Justice with a handful of other Hawaiians that are going to be behind bars because of the bribery and fraud. So I don't know. Is $2 million worth it to spend all that time behind bars? So here we go. This was him previously before the sentencing, and I've just got a couple of notes here for you. The former Maui wastewater, a second fellow now, former Maui wastewater supervisor Wilfredo Tamayo Savella pleaded guilty to bribery charges Monday. This was in 2023, as part of a sprawling corruption scandal that also netted public officials. This fellow received more than $40,000 in bribes. It's a far cry from the $2 million. I hope it was worth it for him. He helped steer 35 non-bid contracts, more than $10 million, here we go, to Choi's company, H2O Process Systems. I will leave a link for you in the description and also following the video. And I will have a Substack for you, peggyhall.substack.com, with all of these links if you would like to dig deeper or just share this information with others. So here we go. This is on Maui, Wailuku resident Wilfredo. It's really sad to me. He's in his 70s and he's going to be spending time behind bars for $40,000. That actually is very, very sad that he chose to do that. He was charged with acceptance of bribes in connection with transactions of a local government receiving federal funds. Here we go. Between 2013 and 2017, he took more than $40,000 from Milton Choi, and he worked under Stuart Stant. Now, this is Stuart Stant. He was the head of environmental management, and the fellow that worked under him is right here, the 71-year-old Wilfredo. Very, very distressing to see that he made that wrong choice. So there was another, here he is, 16 months in federal prison for taking bribes. Now, there are others that have also gone to prison, State Senator Kalani English and former State Representative Ty Cullen. I want to share with you some more headlines here. I'm not going to appear on the screen myself. I'd just like you to take a look at this. So this is the fellow again, 10 years in prison for taking $2 million. It says former official lived quite well off $2 million. Yeah, I think you could live quite well off $2 million. Sadly, it was in bribes, and he's looking rather elegant, I would say, as far as a criminal can look in this picture here. And he was walking into the district court there in Honolulu. Again, this is just recent. It's interesting to me that the fires that went on in Lahaina and on Maui were right around the time of all of these sentencing cases. I'm not saying that it's linked. I just find it's interesting that that coverage was not on my radar, and perhaps it was not on your radar either. So let me share with you now the actual Department of Justice cases. So this one, former Maui, so this is United States Attorney's Office, justice.gov, former Maui County environmental management official charged with accepting bribes. That happened in 2022. Last year was when the trials were held and the sentencing happened. And here you go. Here's the Wilfredo again that I just showed you the picture of, the older gentleman at 71. And Choi also, that I showed you in my previous video, pleaded guilty in 2022 to bribing Stuart Stant. So this is the official information from Department of Justice. And here, this is a completely different case, but I wanted to share this with you as well, because this was last year at September 2023, basically a month after all of the tragic experiences there for people on Maui and in Lahaina. This is the Department of Planning and Permitting examiner sentenced to 10 months in federal prison for bribery scheme. Now, this was not related to the fires, as I can tell, but the fact that the reason why I'm bringing you this information is to establish the facts of rampant bribery, corruption, fraud, and scandal while we are watching hundreds of millions of dollars going to Maui. Do you think that's going to land in the right place? Do you think anyone's sticky fingers might hang on to that money? Do you think it might line the pockets of any of the public serpents? Just asking, not making any allegations. But if I were an investigator and I were looking at a pattern of fraud, corruption, deceit, scandal, and bribery in Hawaii, I certainly would not have a high level of confidence for where this money is going. So here we are. Kanani Patakin was sentenced today in federal court. Okay, this is back in 2023, late 2023, sentenced to 10 months in prison, 2 years supervised release, and a forfeiture. It's a female, of the $28,400 in bribes she took in exchange for expediting the approval of permits issued by the Department of Planning and Permitting. Now, why do you think these people are in these positions? Do you think they go in these positions because they know that they're going to be getting some tips on the side? Maybe they were in the hospitality industry and they got tips and they just decided to continue doing it in public service. So these are FBI investigations. Here are the other defendants that have been sentenced as well. Wayne Inoue from Honolulu, a former chief building inspector, has a $100,000 fine for taking more than $103,000 in bribes, will be spending 60 months in prison. Friends, no amount of money is worth it to me, and certainly not for my own dignity and respect and honoring God and my fellow human beings. Don't understand the criminal mind. This is so, so troubling to me. The state of, I don't know, desperation that they may have been, or maybe thought they were clever. I really can't figure it out. Here, Jenny Giovanneo, 73. Imagine 30 months in federal prison at the age of 73. I am just beside myself with astonishment. And a $5,000 fine for the $58,000 that she took in bribes. Now, I don't think any amount of money is worth it, certainly not $58,000. What about your own dignity, your own respect, knowing that you're cheating other people? I'm just astonished here. Here's another one still. Jaden Dadez, I don't know the pronunciation, 45 years old, of Honolulu, another former building inspector, sentenced to 18 months in federal prison. That cannot be a good time, for $12,900. Oh dear, that's either desperation or thinking that you're clever or thinking that you're never going to be caught. Friends, my lovely healthy Americans, you've got to help me out. I am flipping my lid because I cannot for the life of me understand the criminal mind. Now, I don't know if this person was destitute, if they were starving, if they couldn't pay their rent. He's 45 years old. I know that some pet sitters are making pretty good money. I know some pet sitters are making $12,000 a month. So come on, there's got to be another way of earning money that is legitimate. Here we go. William Wong, 73 years old, spending 12 months and one day in federal prison. Is that what you want to do when you're 73 years old? He also has to pay $5,000. Now, why the fine is so low, I don't know. Because he made bribes of more than $117,000 to these employees. And I just, he has a lower sentence here because he is giving substantial assistance to the government in the investigation and prosecution of others. I'd like to know your opinion about that as well. Okay, they're all in it together until somebody decides to turn coat and tell on the others, I suppose. You can't trust criminals. Hey, there are some lovely, healthy Americans that told me they did their time and they have repented of their wrongdoing. And that's the difference. If people are contrite and they sincerely have repented to God and they want to redeem themselves, that's another story. I'm not seeing any of this in this coverage. Here we go. Jocelyn Godoy, 60, of Pearl City, sentenced to 60 days imprisonment, 2 years supervised release. Again, a reduced sentence because she's helping the government. And apparently she only took $800 in bribes. I just can't imagine this. People going for this. So that's just another one. Here, do I have more? I have more. I told you about this fellow. Here's another one. I told you about this fellow. Yeah, absolutely stunning. Ty J.K. Cullen, a former Hawaii state representative and vice chairman, my friends, of the House Committee on Finance in the state of Hawaii, serving 24 months, 2 years in federal prison for wire fraud, which consisted of his acceptance of multiple bribes in return for performing and agreeing to perform official legislative acts on behalf of a Hawaiian business person. And that business person is Milton Choi. It's very stinky business. I'll just put it that way. He's the wastewater guy. All right. I'm going to stop here, friends. I'm resting my voice. I wanted to just make a short video for you. I'll be back on screen with you tomorrow. I'm just astonished about the level of corruption in Hawaii at all levels, the state, the county, in all different departments. And now we're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars that you may even have donated some of those dollars. Where is that money going? I will continue to cover this. I've got my eagle eye and you are helping me with the research. And I'm so grateful for all of my lovely, healthy Americans for being on board. You can get the links. You can read about this and you can share the information over at peggyhall.substack.com. See you soon, everybody.